Drive on Siren 107.3 FM with Alex Levchuk and a team of top-quality operatives each Wednesday at 5 p.m. UK time and equivalent time zones throughout the planet.
Yes, well, it's very crucial that you get the equivalent time zones throughout the planet. Otherwise, who knows what could actually be happening with life, the universe and various other bits and pieces. However, good afternoon, Malcolm.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Might help if I open up your microphone. I don't know. Incompetence.
Good afternoon
days.
Again, Alex.
Exactly. Good afternoon, Natalie.
Good afternoon.
And good afternoon, Joy Knight.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Oh, very good. And, of course, good afternoon to Zach Eggemeyer.
Good afternoon, Zach. Alex.
Excellent. Of course, exciting things. We did actually say that we'd opened up a whole range of new jingles. And before we actually go to our ace correspondent from Derbyshire, we have to actually just slip in as if by magic.
Zach Eggemeyer, the man from Montana, currently in Lincoln and on tour in the UK, exclusively on the Midweek Drive.
Because that's pretty much what he actually does. And then if we moved on just...
You did that without moving your lips.
I'm so versatile, aren't I? I can tell you were wondering how I was doing that.
Shall we ask him to do another one, Joy?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, then. What about this?
From Surrey, via Lincoln and Klagenfurt, it's Natalie Smith on the Midweek Drive.
Hurrah. Yes, exactly. I can tell you're very excited all the way in Derbyshire with those biscuits in the oven, Sarah Gayton. Isn't that right, Sarah?
Hey, that's right, Alex. love the jingles, love them.
You know, we appreciate that because I know, Sarah, you did sort of get concerned when a couple of weeks ago we had that Radio 1 presenter, Fern Cotton, who was actually on the Lincoln campus, and you said, you should get in touch with her, get Sarah Cox and all the rest of the bits and pieces. But I know, Sarah, you recognise where the real quality in broadcasting lies these days.
Hey, I definitely do there, Alex, definitely do.
Exactly. Malcolm, would you like to ask Sarah how her campaign to actually get British food for British farmers promoted and all manner of bits and pieces put together is progressing?
Sarah, I'm completely intrigued because, you know, when you think about the London 2012 Olympics, the first thought that you have is not normally British farmers. So where's the connection and what's going on?
Well, you know, Malcolm, what does every athlete do every day?
Eat?
Exactly. And where does the food come from?
Your farmhouse kitchen. Go on, tell
well,
me.
I wish it would. It comes from the farmers. So this is why I think it's so important to get our farmers well represented at the Olympics, because without good food, none of these athletes would be able to perform to the best of their abilities, could they?
Well, that's very true. Very true. And so, I mean, the whole sort of monitoring of the diet thing, are you involved in that, or are you just sort of promoting the sort of farming angle?
It's just the farming angle, to be honest. And all, well, it's the farming, but also I think through our farmers, we can also then promote where the food comes from and then all the rural tourism opportunities, you know, that surround the farms in the rural areas. And I say, we talked last time about this concept of getting farmers on film, but then onto mobile phones. And you know what happened yesterday?
I know you're going to share with us, and it's an exciting news because I've been following your patterns on this. It's like forget your social networking sites. This is quality stuff in action here. Sarah, what happened yesterday?
It's unbelievable. I went with Eunice, the press officer for the Women in Food and Farming Union, and we went to London to a conference organised by the Olympic Committee. Anyway, we were first there. We drove down the night before, slept over. We were first there, and we were trying to sort of nobble everybody as they came in. But anyway, we went downstairs, and the room was empty by one man. And that man was the head of the whole of the procurement for the Olympic Committee.
Yeah.
Man, I was like, he was there on his phone, and I thought, I've got to interrupt him. So I went up and said hello to him, and his name was Jerry Walsh. So I gave him our concept to get the farmers on film for on phones at the Olympics, and he said, you know what? He says, I'm going to give this to the head of the catering. So I was like, bowled over by this. Then anyway, in come Eunice through the door, and I was thinking, oh, please, Eunice, come a bit quicker. Anyway, she said to Jerry, she said, you know, us farmers, we're in the sticks. You know, we're a bit worried we won't get the publicity. We know they want to put the best British farmers.
There's life in Lincoln. You Londoners need to recognise it. That's what we're saying.
That's it. But you know what she said, all of you guys there on the phone and listening? She said, and he says, you know what, Eunice? He said, I'm from farming stock. I'm a farmer's son. We couldn't believe it. So I think he really understands now what we're trying to do.
Result. Exactly. That's the result, isn't it?
Exactly.
Big result. But the other good thing is that we're in Northern Ireland at the weekend going to see Lady Gaga.
As you do, you know, that well-known patron saint of British farmers.
Hey,
you know, if you want your turnips and your crops to grow, who do you call? Lady Gaga, inevitably.
Hey, it was unbelievable. But they had a radio festival on there as well. And the other big connection, we made loads of connections, and we can give them to you guys down there as well, with all of the radio stations in Ireland, the World Service, the R&D function of the BBC. But also, what I found out about the head of procurement gentleman is actually Irish farmer. So again, we can link him with all those radio stations in Northern Ireland, and hopefully we can just get him to grasp this concept. So, you know, there's, you know how fate happens and things happen to make things happen? Well, this is happening with this campaign, you know.
The campaign started. That's one of the reasons why, you know, this jingle becomes even more important as we actually go to find out your connection between this and indeed Clarence House.
Julie Corden, Joy Knight, Natalie Smith, Zach Eggemeyer and Sarah Bullimore. A bit like the royal family. They rarely travel together or co-present the midweek drive simultaneously.
It's very true. I mean, Joy, you've never actually seen the entire sort of co-presentational team at all, really, have you?
Not all at the same time. Although there's three of us here today, which ain't bad, is it?
One of you is actually going to be representing us at a photo shoot next week, actually. So,
Yeah.
Anyway, talking about a bit like the royal family, how's the Clarence House biscuit scenario going?
Well, last week we had a phone call from the chief butler of St James's Palace.
And how often does that happen, really? Who's on the phone, dear? It's the chief butler at St James's Palace. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, this has been ongoing since the beginning of the year, and to be honest, I didn't want to put any more pressure on him, so I just thought if they want to order, they will. But you know what my first order was for, and this was for yesterday. Oh, I've got something else to tell you as well. But it was actually for the French embassy meeting at the Commonwealth Office at St James's. So I've tried to phone him today.
The ambassador, he adores le biscuits from Derbyshire.
But I tell you what else happened as well. We met up with our MP's PA lady, and we've actually handed the mugs over to Parliament to give to the Prime Minister and the Deputy Prime Minister. So I need to send a letter with it. So hopefully next week, not only has St James has had them, the Parliament will have the biscuits and the OT Olympic mugs.
And those OT Olympic mugs, I think, we might be manifesting in the Siren Studio as well before too long. Question, Zach. Any thoughts at all? Any messages? Yeah. Or is it a case of, I'm American, I have no comment whatsoever to make on this British Olympic game?
I've got a thing for Zach then, if he's American.
He is, I believe. He is indeed sorted through.
What we learned yesterday, and also, Alex, you've got to jump on this, is it NBC? They're going to be here for 6 months, basically, for the Olympics, before the Olympics starts. We've got to get in contact with these American journalists and sports coverages and talk to them before they come. So, you know, maybe they could come to Lincoln and say hello. Mm.
I think that's very important. Yeah.
What do you think, Zach?
I think it's a great idea. Unfortunately, I don't really know any of those people.
That's all right. You're American. You're from the same country, same stock. You know, we'll have to just obviously build on that. You know, it's the tale of an American student.
One quick question I do have. This is an American-British thing. What exactly is a biscuit?
Oh. Hey!
That's a good question.
It's a giant cookie monster! Oh, dearie me. What's a biscuit? But mind you, we do appreciate that, and that's why, bless them, that tea party, 1776, all of that. Now it comes home to roost, you see. I bet Benjamin Franklin didn't realise in a few hundred years after the whole thing, do you realise our children and our children's children won't realise what a biscuit is?
What a biscuit is. Well,
I tell you, I think Zach's after some free ones, so if you resend me your address, I'll send some down.
There we are.
I'll be sure to do that. Yeah.
We'll get that sorted out. Now, somebody who obviously needs to know where her biscuit is, because, you know, quite simply, we've said this in so many ways. In fact, we said it this very afternoon, I believe, was uttered these words by Malcolm.
Midweek Drive with Alex Lefchuk and Natalie Smith, the go-to girl for web design.
Yeah, you see that? The go-to girl for web design. Yeah, it's crucial. So it's fair to say, Natalie, as somebody who defined yourself in a session a few weeks ago as a computer nerd to a certain extent, in the positive sense of that
slightly,
word.
Yes.
Yeah, so are you a biscuit person?
I love biscuits. I actually bought some crunchy biscuits today and ate the whole pack.
So
I do like biscuits, actually, yeah.
Let's just move that mic along just a little bit further, Natalie, because I sense questions coming through about the kind of OT classics that Sarah, of course, who established the OT brand, not herself, her forefathers, of course, in 1919. So it's good quality biscuits coming out of the OT world. Anyway, Sarah, that's a free plug for your good self.
Thank you.
Natalie, questions for Sarah.
Well, I've looked at the site about all the biscuits, and I found that there was a shortbread biscuit that you've won an award for. Is that right?
Well, the Queen's actually tasted that one as well. Well, I've only tasted it, but it got put into a hamper for her. So, and I've just packed a load up for Chatsworth House that are going tomorrow. So, but the only problem with that biscuit, it doesn't transport, so I can try and put you some in the package to send them to you, but I can't guarantee you'll love it. Might be a bit of a broken heart when it gets to you, but
Sarah, you're in Derbyshire, we're in Lincolnshire. I know we're going to get together before too long. You'll be in the studio, and then I think, you know, because Joy's already seething. I mean, are you a biscuit person, Joy?
My mouth's watering with anticipation. I like a bit of shortbread too, yeah, and I don't care if it's broken.
Can I just tell you another thing? We've got the Buxton University are on a time deadline for the 25th of November, and they're going to get a postcard done with all the iconic things in Derbyshire and with one of these barcodes on the back of the postcard to send to the Olympic Committee and to people in Parliament and key people. There's a girl in this group at the university, is from Lincoln, right? And she knows loads of farmers in Lincoln. So I know you guys might not be able to make the 25th of November, but do you think, I'm challenging you again, do you think you guys at the university could come up with a postcard with stunning shots of your cathedral? She said everybody goes up the hill and comes down with a smile, is that right?
Well, they come down with relief that they had a coronary on the way up there, shall we say. I mean, that might be a smile after a fashion. Yeah, it's a fair point. We came good with the Sarah Cox link. We're looking at various other things. We are becoming one of your key official supporters on this setup. I've run it through there. I sent off a couple of emails today to work through. So what's this challenge, Sarah?
What I would like is a postcard of your farmers and your key tourist places in Lincolnshire. On the back, what we're going to do is, my technology guy, if you just take 3 or 4 short videos of farmers saying, oh, we'd like to supply the Olympics or come to Lincolnshire, see the cathedral, you do the short videos, only 10 to 15 seconds long. My technology guy will link that to a smart barcode on the back of the postcard, and then we're just going to whiz it to the Olympic Committee and to all key people we think that will keep on showing this concept will benefit all the farmers and all the rural areas in the UK.
Do you know, I think we might just be able to do it. What do you think, Natalie? Do you think we could possibly put something together on that basis?
Yeah, I think that's a possibility, definitely.
Yeah, it depends on the biscuit scenarios, but I think we can go with this.
Exactly. Brilliant. It won't take long, but we can...
Natalie's a very busy girl. You know, she is the go-to girl for web design. So,
Brilliant. Yes. Well, listen, why don't you... you know you're going to have a photo shoot. Mm-hmm. Why don't you just do little videos of yourself and get them online? Go on, it'd be brilliant.
It's all a bit risky. Exactly. I was eating biscuits online.
I know, it's astounding. Listen, the website, Sarah, what's the best way to actually get in touch with your web campaign? Well, in fact, first of all, let's deal with the OT biscuits first. Where can people go to for that?
Oh, well, I'm not very good on this. Because I haven't got the real distribution going at the moment.
Okay,
Hang Fire.
Yes.
I do come to the East Anglian Game Show in April.
Ah.
And also I come to Holcombe. I know that, I don't know how close it is, but I go to Holcombe Fair next year. But I haven't got my distribution sorted, to be honest.
That's all right, Sarah.
So you'll have to wait. I'm really sorry. I mean, I could come down and come and meet you all and bring a van full and we can do a good deal with the students and have a bit of a giggle.
I think we can do with that.
I know what we'll do. If you do the filming, I'll bring you loads of biscuits down as payment for the filming.
Do you know, it's like Gracie Fields and bartering all over again, really. It's the biggest aspidister in the world, and she was from a different part of the world entirely. Malcolm, any other questions?
Well, you know, I've got quite a controversial question to ask you, Sarah.
I'm very controversial myself. So that's
are you? Yeah. I read an article the other day about the sponsorship of the Olympic Games and companies like McDonald's and those sort of people.
Please.
Sponsoring.
Swearing on air.
Sorry.
Other fast food chains are available.
And this article is sort of making out, Sarah, that that's not a good thing because, you know, McDonald's don't particularly promote healthy eating, and our athletes should be promoting healthy eating. And I just wondered sort of what your viewpoint is on all that sort of stuff.
Well, to be honest, if you look at the food policy, the key brands that you've mentioned, they have got the branding rights for the Olympics.
Right.
But if you bring it right back to the basic farmer that you know and I know and Alex knows and everybody else in the studio knows, most of them are not branded and they produce really good food. So I think through this campaign, we can actually promote our athletes, hopefully, if you've got any in Lincoln, they're going to the Olympics, find them, find what they're eating. This could be a brilliant student project for some of your students out there. Find what they're eating and see which farmers they can trace the food back to. And hopefully get those farmers to want to supply the Olympics, and we can link the two together and give them lots of promotion through that.
It just gets wonderful. And Zach, I have to point out, when Sarah talks about branding, it's not like cattle in Texas, okay? It's not like, you know, you've got an athlete and suddenly, or a farmer, and they actually get sort of a big red hot poker sort of stamped on their rear end. But, although it has been suggested as a possible way of identifying British farmers, but I'd best not go there. Really.
But the other really, really positive news that came out of yesterday was the big food contracts are just going to be announced the 2nd of December. So these, I don't understand tendering, but the top tier tenders, they are going to be let 2nd of December, and then it will start to tier down. What the Olympic Committee said, even if one person has got a company for one person, they can still supply the Olympics. They've just got to go on their Compete For site. And they said it was difficult, and I think it's difficult, but they said you've got to be like an athlete, outstanding in your tenacity to really want to supply the Olympic Games. But the opportunities for food to supply them are there. So we've got to mobilise people into logging onto that site.
I already feel inspired by you. What's the name of the site, Sarah?
It's go on the Olympic website, and it's Compete For.
Okay, so...
And it is difficult, but also I think Business Link will help you help you there. But I also know iNet, I've also got a little mobile Olympic boogie, I think, we're taking round to try and inspire people as well. So
it just gets more and more surreal, really. But never mind. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us today, Sarah?
Really? Hey, if you can make me a jingle as well, you'll get even more biscuits. I've got some really hot ginger ones as well. They'll spice up your eyes down there.
Yeah, you see, there are certain times where the kind of you just think, where can I go with this conversation? And I'm thinking, you know, even Chris Moyles on his breakfast show, which is now being videoed, he's not going to sort of turn down the spicy ginger biscuits. But, you know, we'll work on that. So the next question we need to ask Sarah, of course, is what, Natalie? Is she likely to return again?
Oh, yeah. Are you likely to return again?
Hey, I'd love to return again, you know. I love this little chat, I tell you. It's absolutely brilliant. And to be honest, your podcast, I've sent it to Radio 1. I've sent it to key people everywhere, to be honest. I keep on emailing it out to everybody. So you don't know who's going to be listening to this, I tell you, because it's going top places.
Well, and this podcast should be available even sooner, probably within the next 24 hours. It'll be available.
You're quick down there, you see.
Oh, well, quick but with style and tenacity. That's our key things, you know, basically. Sarah Gayton, we salute you. We'll speak again very soon, possibly on Fortnite. Take care for now. Yes.
Definitely. Thank you very, very much. Cheers, bye. Bye.
Bye, Sarah.
Bye. Bye.